One. Now. She was found, what remained of her, on the south side embankment by the road and the canal that stretched the length of the Tamiami Trail, just about 10 miles west of the casino. It wasn't surprising she had been partially consumed. What was surprising seemed to be that she had been almost neatly bitten in half. The top half remained. The bottom half did not.
This is how we found her. Exactly how we found her,
Detective Nigel Ferrer, Miami-Dade Homicide, told Axel. At his side, Andrew Osceola of the Miccosukee Tribal Police shook his head.
We haven't touched anything, he said, echoing Nigel. No one has touched anything. Even Doc Warner said that since you were on the way, he'd hold off for a minute.
Axel nodded and hunkered down by the body. He was somewhat surprised his old friends were so courteously resolved. He'd become involved as quickly and completely as possible. He wasn't a medical examiner. He had, however, seen his share of murders, and the sad state in which a body, recently a viable human being, might be found. Now, the Everglades beckoned to nature lovers and bird watchers, but also offered a tempting place to dump a body. The miles of wetlands were hardly ever traversed fully, and numerous creatures survived off carrion, plus trees, grasses, and brush that all but enveloped any form, living and dead.
We would have found her anyway, without the tip from the so-called psychic, Nigel said.
Vultures, Andrew added quietly. Of course, they'll come for anything. A dead possum, roadkill.
His voice faded. They were not looking at any kind of roadkill. Axel nodded and gave his attention to the body. Flies were swarming around them. As Andrew had noted, the sky was alive with vultures. But at least this woman had been found, and that gave them a far better chance of finding her killer than the women who went missing, never to be found. The victim had been in her mid-30s, he thought, but even that was difficult to judge. Even the prettiest little birds that flitted about down here were fond of soft tissue. That meant they'd gone for the eyes, the lips, and the line at the waist where the body had somehow been severed.
Never seen an alligator do anything like that, Andrew noted.
But they will eat what's already dead when they're hungry enough.
Don't need to drown a body when it's...
Gator can only snap down, Nigel said. Usually lies in wait, mouth open.
When it hunts on shore, it finds prey, opens its mouth and snaps.
I'd say improbable, but possible. Snapped down on her, dragged off the bottom half.
It's not like he's going to think about it and say, uh-oh, I only got half, better grab that other part too, Andrew said.
And what with all the constrictor snakes we've got around here now? Food is scarce.
Axel saw Dr. Warner standing with his medical bag in hand, stoic as he waited, but surely growing impatient. He looked at the body again. There were points he could note without the bottom half of her body. She was naked, except for remnants of her clothing. Axel thought her clothing had been destroyed by birds or other scavenging creatures, rather than having been torn by a human hand. A ring of blood sat around her throat like a necklace. There were abrasions on her wrists. She had been bound at one time, most probably by rope. The abrasion marks were rough. Someone had held her against her will. But with the bottom half of the body gone, they wouldn't know about sexual assault unless Dr. Warner found telltale fluids elsewhere on the body. Most evidence would have been heavily compromised. The Everglades, as Axel knew too well, could swallow many a sin like a massive, Stygian dark hole. He stood and looked at the tribal policeman and the homicide detective, both men he had known since he'd been a child. They had each decided on different paths to law enforcement, all headed in the direction where they thought they might serve best. Nigel and Andrew had often worked together. As a Miccosukee officer, Andrew had passed all the state certification requirements and then been commissioned by the United States Department of the Interior, Indian Bureau Affairs, and by the National Park Service, as well as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.